Welcome to the Breakout CEO Podcast, the show where ambitious founders and scaling CEOs share how they put insight into action and spark pivotal moments, bold moves, and powerful mindset shifts. From building technology and growing teams to navigating pressure and pushing through plateaus, this is where real leaders talk about what it takes to level up in both business growth and leadership skills. I'm Jeff Holman, attorney and founder of Intellectual Strategies. I work behind the scenes with scaling CEOs and get a front row seat to the decisions that drive breakout success. On this show, you'll hear directly from exceptional CEOs about their breakout moments so you can learn how they navigated the risks and opportunities while scaling a business from startup to success. Let's get started.
Well, welcome to episode number one of the Breakout CEO. I am not your host, Jeff Holman, but guess what? Jeff, I've got you in the interview chair right now. You are the guest for the first episode. And we do this because it gives you an opportunity to kind of, let's explain what this podcast is. It's a little bit of a movie trailer for this podcast. So to our friend that's listening right now, welcome. Thank you for watching the movie trailer. Jeff, congratulations on the launch of the Breakout CEO.
Yeah, so excited. Glad to have your help and glad to get this going.
Yeah. So, well, I guess the first question that deserves to be asked is, who is the Breakout CEO?
Oh, that's an excellent question. You know, as I thought about what I've done over my career and the interesting people I've worked with, the people I love to talk with, I love to hear their stories. And I know that other clients I have would also love to hear their stories. They're those CEOs. All the CEOs have gone through the highs and the lows, and we kind of put the highs out there on social media, but they've all gone through the highs and the lows. So Breakout CEO is really an opportunity to take the story around a breakout moment, right? When's that moment that a CEO was struggling with kind of what's next and where do we go and how do we break through this obstacle or this moment in our, you know, this plateau, and hearing the thought processes, especially behind how they got from the situation they're in to some insight that helped them break through into a new moment with their business. So really excited to bring those stories to life for our audience.
Well, Jeff, I mean, and I think that this is, you know, kind of part and parcel to the work that you've done. Do you mind maybe just sharing a little bit about what Intellectual Strategies is and the work that you do? And I don't know if I neglected to say this, but Jeff, you're the founder and CEO of Intellectual Strategies. Your website, of course, is intellectualstrategies.com, where our friend that's listening, that's where you can go. And the podcast is all linked up there. So you share with a friend, share with a colleague. And then, you know, we'll talk at the end of this podcast or end of this episode about, if someone listening to us should happen to know a great guest that deserves to be nominated. But Jeff, getting back to my question, what is Intellectual Strategies? What is the work you do? And how did this kind of lead to you discovering some of these great stories?
It's my own breakout story in a way, really. You know, I've been an attorney in Silicon Valley. Started my own law firm, but throughout the whole course of my career, I've been working with innovators, right? People who are building new brands, new platforms, new products. And it's just exciting to see people who they have something in their head and all of a sudden they bring it into real life. You know, they bring it and they're giving it to the world and they're making a business out of it. And so working with these people who, you know, they're really genius people in a way, they're visionaries and they're creatives, and being able to see their stories and how they bring an idea to life and overcome the obstacles that they deal with on the way is fascinating. And of course, Intellectual Strategies, we're just facilitating some of that behind the scenes for them. We're a law firm, you know, we've got a team that we call a fractional legal team, and it works with all these people. And so we get to see behind the scenes as CEOs and their teams are running into some of these issues and maneuvering around them and navigating through them. So it's, you know, I kind of felt like, sure, I could do a, you know, a podcast on how to be a lawyer, but who wants to listen to that, right? we're doing law so that we can work with breakout CEOs and so that we can see those stories. So, you know, what better time to bring those stories to life and be able to maybe bring some behind the scenes to the context of it too.
You mentioned that you provide a fractional legal team. Can you just describe that just a little bit more, like how that might differentiate from someone that's just they've hired an attorney to do some stuff in the past?
The very short version of it is, we're essentially an in-house legal team, a fully staffed in-house legal team for startups and scaling companies,
Wow.
but we're available on a fractional basis. So people can pay, a lot of startup CEOs, they don't want to deal with like hiring seven different attorneys to handle different parts of their business if they don't have to, right? They might not want to hire attorneys at all if they don't have to. And so we bring everything together and we just make it packaged and easy and, usually on a flat fee monthly basis. So you just get access to the right people at the right time to deal with the issues that are in front of you at the moment. It's a, like I said before, it's kind of my breakout moment. It's a model that I've refined over many years, having worked with a lot of people and realizing there's a better way to deliver legal services to these types of clients. And so that's what we're doing. We're just bringing the best legal services that we know how to the people who kind of need it the most.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, so for a friend that's listening right now, what would you expect that they might glean after, let's say that they, binge listen to the next five episodes here? How do you think that they may be inspired? What lessons do you think they learn? Because again, these are people that you get to work with all the time.
Yeah, I hope and I believe that people will listen to these episodes. They'll hear the stories of another breakout CEO, and part of that story will say to them, you're a little bit like me. You've been through this issue before, or maybe you haven't. Because a lot of my clients, they deal with the same issues just in a different order. Some people have raised money early on, some people have raised it later, some people have brought a new product to market, some people are working on bringing a new product to market. So by hearing other breakout CEO stories, I think the audience will hear some of themselves in there. And sometimes they'll say, I've been there and I know exactly how he feels going through that. And others will say, man, I haven't been through that yet, but what she's sharing, I want to remember that because I think that's on my horizon. I think I'm 4 to 6 months away from dealing with that myself. And so it's really a peer atmosphere for, kind of high performing CEOs.
Yeah. Well, to our friend that's listening, they may know somebody that would be a perfect guest to nominate for the show and kind of be celebrated in front of their peers. Like, how would you describe, Jeff, someone that would just be perfectly suited for this show?
Oh, somebody who is a thoughtful, kind of high-performing CEO. Oftentimes, they've had a moment where they kind of reached that point. Sometimes it's a point of no return. It's like, do I shut the business down? And then they find success, right? Or there's an obstacle in the way. So we all know CEOs, and when we hear how they found success eventually, we just want to roll the tape back a little bit and say, what was kind of that pivotal moment that got you there? Because we know. We don't know what the story is, but we know there's a story where they had an obstacle. It was probably, life-threatening to the business, and they sat down and they found a way through that. So they're dealing with an issue. They're insightful people, and they navigated through it. So somebody who's got that type of story, we want to hear it.
So to our friend that's listening, here's what you do. If you or someone you know kind of fits kind of that phase of their business, that they're getting ready for imminent great things, you'd go to intellectualstrategies.com, and then you're going to look for either resources, you're going to look for the podcast link. Click on that. And by the way, to our listener, that's the page that you would share with your colleagues. That's the page where you can subscribe, share, that sort of thing. And we appreciate that. On that podcast page, that's where you'll see a link to that says, if you're interested in being a guest, apply here. And you just click on that and get through that. And we would love to share your story. Jeff, I guess just kind of some final thoughts from your perspective and maybe some of the biggest insights that you've gleaned in working with the caliber of leaders that you get to work with. Anything in particular come to mind that maybe ways that you've been inspired or ways that you now really love to pass it along to other leaders?
I mean, I'll say a couple of things very briefly if I can. One, my motto is innovate with confidence, and that's really what we want to bring to our audience and to our clients. We want to bring that feeling to them. But the way to do that, I believe, through this podcast is to help people who are in that moment realize that they have something really important to share. You know, you're a breakout CEO. You should share that moment because other people are going to learn from it. Just like I'm certain that you, as a, you know, a listener of other someone else's story, have learned from other people's breakout moments. So I think really, making it easy for people to open up about their own breakup stories, their own breakout stories. We can hear about your breakup stories too, but we want to hear mostly about your breakout stories. So I think making it possible to hear about other CEOs' breakout stories by sharing your own is really empowering for everybody that's involved.
Yeah. Well, all right. So intellectualstrategies.com, click on podcast and you'll find the podcast page for the breakout CEO inside the strategic moves of scaling CEOs. Well, Jeff, I'm going to switch chairs with you. Actually, I'm just going to go in and sit in the peanut gallery now and subscribe and listen myself. And so eager to hear these stories. And it's you're catching folks at a really exciting phase. And I think that maybe it's been one that many of us have been through a time or two, and we all remember what that's like. And so, Jeff, congratulations on the launch of the podcast. And to our friend that's listening, go ahead and hit subscribe, go ahead and hit share. And again, especially for those other leaders that are in these pivotal moments or will be eventually stepping into these pivotal moments. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Josh. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for listening to the Breakout CEO Podcast. If today's conversation brought value or sparked ideas, I'd love for you to share this episode with a founder or leader in your network. If you're a scaling CEO with a powerful breakout story or an insight to share, make sure to apply to be a guest on our podcast at go.intellectualstrategies.com. Also, be sure to follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And if you enjoy the show, a rating or a review goes a long way. Our mission is to promote the stories of breakout CEOs in scaling SaaS, e-commerce, and tech companies to equip peer CEOs with valuable perspectives and confidence. Thanks again for joining us on this episode of the Breakout CEO. I'm Jeff Holman, and I'll see you next time.